It's the adventure of God's voice is it's I can't believe I was like, God, I can't believe I waited so long to follow you because I thought it would be boring.
Right. Yes. And it's the most incredible life we can ever have. I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in to this week's what's going to be a really seriously special episode of Live Your Best Life with me, Liz Wright, and my friend joining me today. Oh my gosh, I love this woman. I have watched her just fast forward, look, the Lord taking hold of her life and accelerating her in a depth of intimacy and understanding, capacity for the prophetic, creativity that's just, I've not seen it in anybody else's life quite at this speed and capacity, to be honest. She's so humble, but really is very anointed, a very anointed woman of God. So I just want to read for you. This is part of the fruit of her relationship with Jesus. She is the founder of Acquarejo, which is a spiritual intelligence company. She's also the founder of the Equipping Center with the Prophetic Labs. And she's co-founder of the SQ Institute. Now she's the author of a book called Prophesy Your Year. And in my words, it's a roadmap that helps take us deeper in our walk with Jesus and really profoundly change our life as you apply the wisdom that's in the content. So it's my joy. I'm super excited to welcome into the conversation with me today, Lindsay Ryman. Lindsay, welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. I always love being with you.
Oh, I love being with you too. Okay, so I wanted to dive off by asking you, Lindsay, so I've just obviously given people an introduction to some of what you do in your life now. So can we start by me asking you, what does a normal day in the life of Lindsay Ryman look like these days?
Fun question.
It just gives people a bit of an understanding and an insight into how you do life, really, and who you are.
Sure. Well, I have a morning habit. I once took a whole lab about how to create habits for your morning. I mean, that lifesaver, very special for me. So I always start my morning off, you know, right when you wake up and you have coffee. I can't read the Bible right away because my brain is still like figuring out who I am. So I read.
You're right.
I have this book about the saints, the Catholic saints. And so I read a story about one of the saints. I find it so interesting. And it kind of opens my mind up and it wakes me up in the realm of like signs, wonders, miracles, and a devotion to Christ. And then after that, then I go into scripture. So that's always how I start my morning. And then after that, I'm diving right into my work. I have the funnest job in the whole world, which is I always get to be around people prophesying or processing prophetic words. So I had this realization the other day. I was like, I'm kind of like a God detective. I'm like always looking for
I love
where
that.
Holy Spirit's fingerprints are, whether I'm like working with teams to through the revelatory realm, find missing people, or I'm sitting down and I have the privilege of encouraging people who either are receiving prophetic ministry, or even more recently, I was able to be in a capacity to prophesy and talk about Christ with some people who I would say are like lost children and are spiritually hungry, but are in the wrong areas, right? Like they're kind of seeking, we are close to an area called Mount Shasta, which is a very, I would say like new age spiritual space. And recently we've been having some people come to our church from there that are very, they're very curious and they're hungry and they're like, you can hear God's voice. And so it's fascinating. And I just get to talk about, I just get to help people lean in and hear the voice of God. Best job. I was like, God, this is the coolest job in the whole world. Thank you.
I love it. I love it. I love it. But you are so not religious. Like, you are just a spiritual, authentic woman, aren't you, who just loves Jesus and absolutely wants to take people into being able to experience reality, not a bunch of rules. You know? And I
No.
love that about you.
Thank you. Yeah, I try. I didn't, I wasn't, I say I'm a late bloomer and I didn't get saved until December of 2014. And I remember I'm American. I knew who Jesus was. I knew the narrative. He died for your sins. But all I thought was I just couldn't do it because it just felt like a bunch of rules that I couldn't keep up with. And I thought following Jesus would be boring. And then I had this radical encounter with him, totally changed my life. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest adventure of my whole life. And so
Right.
it's like, I always want to go and tell other people who are kind of like seeking in the wrong places, like, let me tell you about Jesus. Way more fun than you realize.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. You've got to tell people now, Lindsay, because everyone's going to be going, okay, what was the encounter? Like, can you just go there? Because it, I know, I remember it, but I
In
mean, it
short,
completely changed your life, right?
I was in Bangkok, Thailand. We're gonna do the very, very the high points. Traveling, and I basically kind of crashed a missions trip where I got exposed to a group of people at a church. They were from Bethel. I hadn't heard of Bethel yet, and they were prophesying and praying for people, and people were getting healed, and I watched this stuff happen and I was like, what's going on? Is this real? And then I did this prayer that I encourage everyone to pray. It's a little dangerous because I was hearing stories of miracles and people that were getting healed. I just didn't know if I could believe them. I worked in Hollywood my whole life, basically, the land of smoke and mirrors. So I'm like, I don't know what's really real here. So I said, hey, God, if any of this is real, I need you to do something to me. And so then I ended up having this experience where the only way I could describe it is it felt like fire and electricity started descending over my body, like swirling around me. I remember I was standing there and I was like, oh, this is so sci-fi. Am I an X-Men? What's going on? What is this? And right then this voice just said, all the stories are true. And I'll never forget that because I had thought the stories from the Bible were just poetic metaphors. I had thought these stories of people saying they had these miraculous experiences were just people getting carried away and being dramatic, right? But when you have like fire and electricity that you like this otherworldly experience coursing all over you, you're like, okay, I believe the earth flooded, the virgin got pregnant. I'm here. I get it. Like, I was like, what is good? And then for about 7 to 10 days, I don't know the exact amount because I was too out of my mind. I was in a walking encounter, just like experiencing his voice, seeing people would walk by me and suddenly I would see things about them. Like I would see areas they worked or homes they lived in. I'd never operated like that before. I was experiencing the angelic, the presence. He was speaking to me. It was like this packed week of like a walking encounter, and I've never been the same since.
Just stunning, I know. And you have such a passion as well, don't you? To get it's not just about your walk, which is hugely important and transformational, but you actually really passionately care that everybody gets to experience him and hear him and walk
Yes.
in our inheritance, like you said in your book, which is actually that is mind blowing that we can actually hear the voice of God. That is his plan for us now. And so you spend so much of your time equipping people and helping people do that in really practical ways. And when I was reading the book, I thought, yeah, there's so much of your experience that's in there that's super relatable, super, it's like normal supernatural living is the way that you communicate. It's very accessible and practical, but yet leads you into a life-transforming, exciting adventure, which is what you do, isn't it? You just live on God adventures.
I so want that because I was like, I live for like 30 years of my life never hearing the word prophetic, not once, honestly, and not really even Holy Spirit. And as a child, I did go to churches, like for like I was around. I never heard the word Holy Spirit. How did that happen? You see what I'm saying? The gifts of the Spirit, words of wisdom, like none of this was it. I was like, how did I miss this? And so I'm like, wow, there's so much more to release and make people aware of. And I want them to know. And this is the gospel, right? So we want the gospel to get out there.
We do. Absolutely. Okay, there's one section of the book, Terms of Engagement, which when I was reading that, I just thought, ooh, that is a seriously healthy foundation that you are laying that's super doable and really helps people go deeper. Can we go there? Will you just unpack that language for people a bit?
Yeah, so we so well in the book Prophesy Your Year, the whole thing was created because I was just really hungry to know the voice of God for my own life. And I was like, all right, I want to sit down and I was like, I want to hear your voice for like every month of my upcoming year. I had seen things like Elijah List, where prophets are putting out corporate words for the year. And I was like, well, I should do this for myself. I was like, right, because I wanted to be able to measure where I was hearing him. And as I did that, there was so much fruit happening. Other friends were like, I want to do it. And then it turned into classes. And so when I teach this, I'm always like, hey, listen, first, we want to make sure that I want you to only be hearing for what is going to bring hope. Okay. Does God warn us and does he discipline us? Yes. When he disciplines me, I feel like I'm his favorite kid. I love it. Right. But some people are just too hard on themselves and they're kind of speaking through a filter. So I'm like, first, I only want you to listen for what's going to bring hope. I want you to lean in and hear your father speak to you. And I kind of set up like a few different things so that we are pursuing this like in a healthy way. Because when I first started, I remember one girl, all the things she wrote were all just like corrections and warnings. And I was like, I think this is a filter that you're operating in. Okay. So I haven't one time seen anything encouraging. And I want you to know like what I've experienced from God. I mean, God encountered me in the most loving way, and I was not living a righteous lifestyle. He like came in like his dunamis power like came upon me and started speaking to me. I hadn't done Bible school, right? I wasn't like I was not deserving of this experience, right? So I'm just like, he has beautiful loving things to say to you. So we create those we create like this is what I want you to listen for, right? And then I also kind of do this thing called the agreement, where I have them agree. Like, I'll have them say out loud, like, I'm not going to be a dodo bird if nothing what I heard comes to pass.
That. It's so
Right.
liberating.
Yeah. And have a faith crisis. And I'm always like, your relationship with Jesus should not be that fragile. It should not rely on your interpretation of what you think is going to happen. Like, we want, is he good? Yes. Is his ways above our ways? Yes. Do you have a right to lean in and try to translate his voice and hear what he's saying to you? Yes. But if you get something wrong, you can learn more from getting something wrong than getting it right, actually. And so I even share, like, when I was hearing God for each of my months, in 2020, I saw a picture of me in Italy in March of 2020, which is funny because they shut down the country. Like first of all, nobody was going anywhere, and especially not Italy. And so, did I have a faith crisis and be like, I can't hear God? No, I laugh about it with him. I'm like, remember when I thought you said I was going to Italy? Like, and I'm like, all right, you know what I realized? That was my own want and desire. So later, in 2023, we went to Italy. Like, I want people to have a childlike experience. You're learning how to speak a language. No one's mad at a baby when they say a word wrong, right? They're just so excited. They're learning how to speak.
Yeah, I love that, Lindsay. He really wants us to enjoy the journey, doesn't he? And it's okay. I mean, how many times have we got words wrong? Like you said, we have filters and it takes time to know what is his voice, what is my voice, and to journey in community with each other, you know, so we can grow and learn. And it's a judgment-free zone. You know, we're just safe for each other. It's like, because we're learning our father's voice. And it's very important to have fun along the way. I know I love it. And a lot of the time, I know you cover this in the book as well, we miss the timing as prophetic people a lot. We all, in the spirit, it feels like when you hear the Lord, it's now. It's now, but you could be
It's always
15 years
now.
out, you
Yeah,
know?
I've had the privilege of meeting with like globally known prophets who have given words that have changed people's lives and nations, but I've asked them all, have you ever got the timeline wrong? And they're like, yes, I've wiped out on the timeline before. The time is hard to nail down. And so this is when you do this for yourself, you're like, oh, I picked up on what you're saying, but I was wrong about the time. That humbles me and gives me a good guideline that when I prophesy, I don't really say timelines unless I have a really close relationship with a person. And I'll be like, hey, I'm not good at nailing down timelines. I'm getting the sense that something's going to happen, but I want to take responsibility. Let me know if this happens at this month. If not, I'll clean it up. I'm still learning to hear God's voice. This is, yeah.
Yeah, it's so important. And I love as well how you encourage people to write it down and be your own test case, because it's easiest to track your own life. I think it's true, isn't it? And it's so encouraging because you do get stuff right too. And when
You
that
hear.
happens, it's like, oh, I can hear it. I do it 30 years into my relationship, you know, with mom, like, I got it right. I did a thing.
It's so exciting, and you're realizing
Yeah.
what you realize too when you do this process. It kind of one, it humbles you. Like there are things that are happening that sometimes you'll miss. You'll go back and you'll check, and you're like, oh my gosh, he was moving, he did it, and I missed it. So that kind of like will show you he's so active in our lives, right? Because we all have these like unmet desires, and we're like, why aren't you doing anything about this? But like actually, when you do this process and you realize like something you wrote and you didn't realize it happened or that he was moving, it really shows you how behind the scenes he's orchestrating things. So that's, yeah. And I was gonna say something else, but I forgot. Anyways.
Oh, it's the brilliant thought will come back. Yeah, no, I think it's really, really important, isn't it, to journal as much as we can what he's saying to us, because it really is super encouraging and it takes you deeper into the relationship, doesn't it? And like the other thing that really impacted me, I thought, oh, that's brilliant. Well, the way you write your journal, you write it as though Jesus is speaking directly to you. You know, and I just thought, oh, that's amazing, and how it impacts your heart. Because every time you revisit that, the recording of what you've heard, he's speaking to you again, right?
Yes, and I have to tell people that that was me breaking over to another side. Like I was, someone suggested that to me, and I was so nervous to do it. It's so silly, actually, when you think about it. But I was like, oh no, what if I write this in a voice of him writing a letter to me, and then I'm wrong, but then as I did the process, it was like, oh, I'm breaking out of myself, and I'm kind of crossing the chicken line in such a safe way, by the way, to then kind of tap in to his voice and what he is saying to me. And this is what I was gonna say before. And when you also see that there are things that you wrote and they came to pass, things that you thought were you, there's this revelation that he tells us this, but we forget all the time. He's like, I abide in you and you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branch. Apart from me, you can do nothing. There's actually, you are receiving from him way more than you realize. There are times that I was like, that was such a cool, courageous, brilliant thing that I did the other week. And then I'll realize he told me he was going to do that 3 months ago. That was him. That was him. Wow. Like,
Exactly. So impacting. I love as well where you just simplify all the how-tos and all the helpful wisdom and experience that you impart. You know, but you distill it all down into, I think I'm paraphrasing you, but it was something like, just in hearing him and learning and growing in your capacity to hear him, just engage the senses. And I thought, oh, yes, of course, pay attention to how you're feeling, what you're knowing, what you're seeing in your, with your spiritual eyes, what you're hearing inside. And will you speak into that a bit, Lindsay? And also, like, to help people, because a lot of people don't know how to differentiate between their own voice, filters that might be operating because of experiences in life, and really learning how he speaks. So, yeah, can we go there a bit?
Yeah, so God, we use the language hear God's voice all the time, and that's wonderful, but maybe we should use the phrase receive God's voice, because I think you're receiving it in many different ways and you're not aware of it.
Yep.
Some people get pictures in their mind's eye, some people get feelings. There's many different receptors, if you will, on how to receive his voice. And so this whole process, like I tell people, like, hey, write down what you think you're receiving from God and try it a few different ways. Like, took a look around the room. Is something highlighted? Allow that to inform your word. Do you have a picture in your mind's eye? Allow that to inform your word. Do you have a feeling like in your gut? Allow that to inform your word. And I didn't put this in the book and I wish I did, but make a note on how you received it. Because when you go back and stuff starts to make sense and you're like, that was him, you'll start recognizing how he's speaking to you. One example is one time I wrote something and I'm like, I don't think this is the Lord. This is because of this TV show I watched last night. But then later, as time went on and it came to pass and proved true, I realized, oh my goodness, God is like in my brain. Like, what is in Lindsay's brain? I'm going to speak to her through the TV show. I'm like, this is amazing. And so that whole process, the process of writing it down and then measuring what's coming to pass and what's resonating through your own life will start to show you where your thoughts end and his begin.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And everyone can do this. It's just giving him some time every day, isn't it? Sitting with the journal and just tuning in everything else out and just tuning into him. I wanted to ask you as well, I know you have a gasquillion God adventure stories. Like, is there one, apart from obviously how he first met you, which is found, is there one that like stands out? I know that's a hard question, but where you've I mean, because this is your life you poured into this book, isn't it? I mean, it's a fun exercise that you started to do, but it is your life experience. It's how you walk. And just, is there one that stands out and you think on this journey with you, that's what's radically impacted me, Jesus?
I started noticing how the prophets in the Old Testament would prophesy, and they would prophesy a sign to confirm a word and point them to Jesus. And so I was like, Lord, I was like, do you still do that? I want to hear, I'm just curious. Like, is that a thing? And I remember I wrote this word over myself about something that is to come. It was like a whole big word that we have time to get into, but I felt like he showed me a picture that there would be a sign that I would see a bag on top of a car, like a paper bag on top of a car, right? Mm-hmm. In a certain month. No, I put the month. So remember, not great at timelines. And so this month came and I didn't see a bag on top of a car, right? But then did I have a faith crisis? No, because I was like, I am learning and it's okay.
Yeah.
And then a few months later, one day I was going on a walk with the Lord and I was walking towards my house and my car was parked and somehow a paper bag was sitting on top of my car. And all of a sudden, what would have been such a mundane, boring moment in my life, I heard him speak to me and he was like, I am in that word. I am confirming, right? And so this moment was like, oh, I was like, you are speaking to me this sign. And what would have been a boring walk suddenly turned into a moment of connection and praise. And then I watched his hand as time went on, start to move to confirm that word. And it was a really cool experience because I started having fun with God. I'd be like, hey, would you speak to me through signs and symbols throughout the day? And so sometimes I would just write them down, and I would go through my day, and it would kind of turn into a spiritual scavenger hunt, where it felt like I would find moments with that God was like winking at me.
I
And so I tell this story cautiously because I don't like it when people are like, God, should I do this? And I need five signs to confirm it. No, you like, if you hear a word from God, you're moving. Dan McCollum says you're moving at the rate of your obedience. So I tell that story cautiously because I don't want people to like take that in the wrong way. But it's more like I have become aware of through this process where I would go back and look at my months, and then I would look at my day, and I would start to realize how alive my day is with his voice and how he was speaking to me in so many different ways. And so that's
Yeah, just love it.
one of the many stories.
I know, one of the many, but I love it because it, like you said, it brings what would be mundane for us into a completely different dimension because you're partnering with him, you're walking in your relationship with him. I mean, it's just amazing. And I love it because through it all, this is stewarding the word of God, isn't it? This is stewarding our relationship with him well, the creator who speaks everything that is into being. You know, that like you said in the book, God spoke and creation flourished. I loved that language. And I thought, yeah, and we're just scratching the surface, aren't we, of understanding the profoundness of what's actually available to us and the power of what he can bring to us and through us through one word. Because it, I mean, it impacts me too, Lindsay, you know, as you know, like we're actually talking about the creator of everything who loves us and wants to walk with us so intimately as our friend created everything. And so that one word that we receive contains the power to bring forth his intention through our little lives of following him this way and learning who he is and how he relates to us. It's just amazing. And for me, it's the greatest privilege in the whole world to be able to walk with him and grow in our understanding of what matters to him and his heart and what he wants to do and why we're alive and all the rest of it. You know, it's just amazing, isn't it? I just love it.
It's the adventure of God's voice is it's I can't believe I was like, God, I can't believe I waited so long to follow you because I thought it would be boring.
Yes. And it's the most incredible life we can ever have. I know. And we're always learning, aren't we? I mean, I think, I know you're the same, but the more I go on, the more humble I get, actually, because you realize, you know, you're trying to understand an enormous God and it's going to take forever. You know, he's fully knowable, fully accessible, and completely mysterious as well at the same time. And he's drawing us deeper all the time, isn't he, in the desire to know him more completely and partner with him and change the world, you know, one person at a time and in the expression of our lives. I just love it. Okay, I wanted to ask you one final question. So what do you see as a prophet? What do you see the Lord doing in the church right now? If we can speak sort of, you know, the body of Christ, is there something that you're seeing specifically in his heart?
I really feel that there's something happening with identity, and I think we've seen sort of the enemy overplay his hand by because there's been a war over identity, and I feel like there is something about people, the body of Christ, like our individuals coming into understanding who they really are. Like, what does God call you? Like, because it's the minute you know who you are, you know where you're going. And so I feel like there's going to be a new sense of boldness over people. Not boldness for the sake of boldness, but it's coming from this new revelation of understanding, like who God says they are. You know, when like Gideon was hiding in the wine press and the angel was like, mighty warrior. He was not acting like one, and he had very limiting beliefs about who he was, but it didn't matter because God spoke it. God has spoken identity over all of us. And I feel like this, and people have gone after this for years, but I feel the onion, like the layering on being undone, and people are starting to kind of step into understanding it. And I've been hearing stories of just fearless tales of people bringing the gospel into places you would never expect, bringing the prophetic into areas outside the four walls of the church, entering into areas that seem dangerous and yet being untouched because they are walking in who they really are. And I feel like, oh, I just feel like it's coming. There's something coming down where it's almost like sometimes God whispers and he shouts. And I feel like he's going to start shouting identity over people. If we would just, I don't even, I'm saying lean in and listen. I don't even think if you just lean in a little bit, you're gonna hear. I think his voice is getting louder. He's like, I want you to know who you are.
Yeah, I love the way that you've articulated that, Lindsay. I've been feeling the same thing and hearing the same thing
Oh.
very much so. I've actually been sharing it quite a lot recently. I have been experiencing in the spirit the change in stature as we've become awakened to our identity, to actually the power and authority, our identity as the children of the Father. You know, who have the backing of heaven, who are on earth to bring his kingdom, to extend his kingdom. And so that I felt that it's getting louder, his communication to us, and the transformation is speeding up, and our stature is increasing in the spirit, is how I've been seeing it. So that's really encouraging. I didn't know that that's what you were seeing
Yeah.
until now, obviously, because it's what I've been living for the last few weeks. Yeah, we hear
Yeah. Yeah. I love it when I'm like, okay, good. Confirmation. Tapping, saying,
the
well, Lou's right. I love it. Yeah.
again. No, I'm very excited about the timer, and even though there's so much drama, because I've been really feeling this change in our understanding of who we are. Exactly what you just said. I love it. Oh, Lindsay, I could talk for at least another 2 hours straight, right? But it's so good to be with you. Thank you for giving us your precious time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, and guys, thank you for giving us your precious time too. And I pray you have an amazing week experiencing God, and look forward to being with you again next week. God bless.
Experiencing God's love every day is my new devotional. I have created it to help you move into and live from the most powerful experience, most transformational experience any of us can ever have, which is every day, whether you're beginning your day this way, whether you're needing to reset your life through the course of every day, you can switch on and listen and read, because you're going to be receiving a devotional from me every day, an audio and a written devotional where you can reset yourself. You can literally, you have a few minutes, just sit back and re-engage into the experience, the reality that you are loved by God. It's life-changing. So if this sounds like something you need in your life right now, jump on to lizwright.org and you'll be able to get it. I look forward to hearing your testimonies of how experiencing God's love has changed your life every day.